Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and I'm excited to be with you as we talk about Simple Truth number 26. All right, well, welcome everybody. I'm just so excited to get back into the Simple Truths of Leadership book. Last week, we had the honor of having Randy Connolly present a keynote for the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center and System Universities. It was a wonderful hour where Randy spent time talking about the role of building trust as a servant leader in the workplace. He provided a tremendous amount of insight, and it was just overall a wonderful, wonderful topic. If you did not have the opportunity to view that, please let me know. Shoot me an email. I'm going to get the recording and I'll make it available to those across the Texas Tech system. Because again, it's just so valuable. Just all the lessons that he taught us, it just really enhanced all of the work that we've been doing. I think very fittingly, we get to look at Simple Truth 26 this week, which is Great Leaders Serve. Now, this lesson was written in collaboration with Mark Miller, who is the author of The Secret, What Great Leaders Know and Do. In that book, they provide an acronym, which is SERVE, and that's what we're going to focus on together today. So as we think about the role of servant leadership in the workplace, this acronym is just one additional tool that we can leverage and we can consider as we think about what does it mean for us, regardless of our role, regardless of our position, to lead in the workplace. So the S, let's go ahead and start there. Again, we're going to be looking at the word serve. So the S is see the future. Now, we know it's impossible to overstate the importance of a compelling vision. Once that clear vision is established, goals and strategies can be developed within the context of the vision. So here's what we're talking about. Because in all fairness, I've received pushback from a number of people throughout my career who have said, I just don't have the gift of foresight. I don't have the ability to see the future. Now, none of us do. Let's just be real. However, I do think based on your experience, you do have the insight and the awareness and the knowledge to be able to say, oh, when I look at this current environment, this current situation, if we continue down this path, I believe we will accomplish this. If we were to make this change, this is where you get that mindset of, ooh, we've tried this and it didn't work, or that's not going to work, that is going to work, I don't know, I'm willing to go. All of that and the pushback and the multiple viewpoints come from experience. So I believe we all have the ability to see the future. If I were to say, all right, I'm going to look at your role and I'm going to make a change. I'm going to ask you, instead of doing your job in order of A, B, and C, I want you to do it C, A, and B. Well, from your experience, if you didn't know anything, you would more than likely just say, well, okay. But yet with the experience you have, you could very easily say, Jason, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. And here's why. And so we all, I believe, again, we have that ability to see the future. We have the ability to engage in dialogue to say, what if and what about? And so when we say, see the future, set a compelling vision, what we're saying is, let's evaluate our current processes. Let's define where we want to go, where we want to improve. And from that, we can engage in dialogue to say, yeah, these are the hurdles. These are the barriers. These are the successes, the challenges that I'm envisioning. So that really gives us the opportunity to engage in seeing the future. All right. So the first E in serve is engage and develop people. After the vision and direction are set, servant leaders focus on engaging and developing people so they can achieve their goals and live according to the vision. Now, some of you may have heard this, others may not have, but one of the elements of servant leadership that I prefer and enjoy bringing in is the six themes of effectiveness. And one of those themes is supporting and resourcing, making sure that our team members have the resources and the support they need. Are they familiar with where all the knowledge is located, whether it be a database, a manual, or who is it that they need to talk to learn more about the work that they're doing? Supporting means being able to create an environment where we can ask questions and have open dialogue around how, you know, what questions do you have? Do you have all the resources that you need? So it's providing that support of, hey, I can jump in and help out if you need it. Okay, so pretty basic. Engaging and developing people is about saying, all right, we have created a vision. We have said this is where we want to go. What is it that you need to ensure that we're successful? Do we need to continue in dialogue? Do we need to have additional communication? Are there additional skills that you might want to learn? Are there tools and resources that'll be helpful? Are there barriers that you're seeing that we may need to address early on? And so being able to engage and develop people is about establishing that relationship of open communication, of being able to say, I want to make sure that we're engaging in open dialogue through this because we know change can be difficult. And yet one of the best ways to work through a change experience is through open communication. All right, the R is reinvent continuously. Now, this is another area that many individuals can struggle with because when we talk about reinventing continuously, here's what we're saying. Servant leaders are lifelong leaders or learners who demonstrate a desire for continuous improvement. They see the organizational structure as fluid and are ready to adapt it to best serve the company, its customers, and its people. So what we're saying is, are you willing to adapt? So I make a decision today. Tomorrow, I come in, I receive new information that causes me to say, ooh, I need to tweak this or I need to modify it. Am I willing to do that? Or if I have started down a path saying, this is our vision, this is what we're going to do to accomplish it, and we get about a third of the way through and you come to me and say, all right, Jason, we need to make a change. We need to rethink about how we're approaching it. Are you willing and are you open to doing that? Because if I allow myself to become locked in on the one way of doing it, then we're creating a higher percentage, a higher likelihood that we may run into failure, that we might not be successful if we're not willing to take new information, process it. I'm going to work back up the SERVE acronym here, process it, engage and develop people and see the future. If we're not willing to do that, then we're going to be limiting ourselves in what we can accomplish. All right, the V is value, results, and relationships. Both results and relationships are critical for long-term business survival. Treat your people well, they'll treat your customers well, and results will follow. Again, this is about relationships, that we want to value results. Results are important. Period. Results are important. We need money to stay afloat. We need students in our buildings or virtually in our classrooms. We need fill in the blank, right? That's a reality. But yet if we truly want to engage and we want to set ourselves up for long-term success, it begins with how we treat and develop our employees. Because if we don't take care of our employees, they can't take care of the customer. It's really that simple. It really is. If we don't take care of our employees, they're not going to take care of the customer, whether it's a student, whether it's a patient, whether it's whatever it may be. So when we think about how we grow, we need to make sure that we're valuing results and our relationships. Okay, the last E here is embody the values. You know, we are very fortunate to work in a system that embraces a values-based culture. At the Texas Tech University system, we have identified core values. At the Health Sciences Center, we have identified core values. At the Health Sciences Center in El Paso, we've identified core values. At Angelo State University, we've identified core values. And at Midwestern State University, we've identified core values. At TTU, we've identified core values. We are very fortunate to work for a system that believes in this. Because what our values essentially are saying is, these are the expectation within our organization as to how we're going to function. Now, I know, there's going to be talk about, well, you say that, but it's not actually lived. Well, here's the deal. Living and bringing our values together is not, there's no finish line. It is a lifelong journey. There are going to be examples every single day of where the values weren't lived, and we know the negative effects of that. At the same time, there are going to be examples every single day of people living the values and the positive effects that we're seeing of that. Bottom line is this: servant leadership is built on trust. Servant leaders must be living examples of their values to earn and sustain their people's trust. It goes back to a core principle: do what you say you're going to do. And that's what we're talking about here. So when we think about the role of serving in the workplace, I offer you this: see the future, engage and develop people, reinvent continuously, value results and relationships, and embody the values. One of the things that I love so much about this acronym is it highlights the power of choice. Each and every one of us can influence and bring this to life. This isn't something where we can say, oh, that's a great concept and it'll be great when my leaders do this. No, this is something that you yourself can do. So I encourage you to think about, what are the ways that you can serve within your team and organization? I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.